because it is only you that makes a way. We bless and worship your holy name as you have brought us together. Lord, as we share your word, we pray that the word would mix with faith in us and it would do us good in Jesus' name. We pray that you speak to us from above, and Lord of heaven, you re-energize us, O God, and our week shall be fruitful in Jesus' name. Thank you because we know you have answered, for we have prayed in Jesus' name. May we be seated, please. Good morning, church. Are you cold? If you are cold, just stand up and shake it off. Good morning, church. This morning, I'll be talking to us on what I titled, Stop Feeling Entitled. Stop feeling entitled. Do you know how many of God's grace that has been available for you to take you this far? Some people don't even know, and they just feel that I have achieved everything by my own power, by my own might, or by my own wisdom, or by my own skill. Some people have failed to acknowledge the presence of God, thinking that it is just a natural thing for you to sleep and wake up, thinking that it's just a natural thing for you to travel on dangerous roads, get to your destination, and come back. They feel so entitled. In fact, some youths these days, they feel it's just normal that they can ask their parents anything and they must get it, the feeling of entitlement. Some people at the place of work, they feel that I'm entitled to it because I've done my bit, I've done this, I've done that. But remember in God's word, it says it is only God. Promotion comes from nobody, but from God. So stop feeling entitled. The Lord is telling us this morning that feeling of entitlement makes us to forget that God is the all in all. That God is the one that can do everything and all things. Do you know that over 6 million people have died of COVID-19? Here you are. You think that your immune system is very strong. You think that you are taking all the safety protocols. Or you think you've not caught COVID at one time or the other. Even the strongest of all, they've died from this thing. But here you are seated. Why are you feeling entitled as if it is by your power, as if it is by your money because you have access to the best of medication or drugs that is keeping you alive? No, you've been moving from one upliftment to another. God has been delivering you from sicknesses, from evil attacks. People were planning against you. In the word of God, it says that they shall gather together. He said it is not of the Lord. He said they shall plan, but their plan will never stand. And you are still feeling entitled. You escape kidnapping. You feel that, it's because I can drive well. No, stop feeling entitled. It is by the grace of God. What does it mean to feel entitled? The entitlement mentality is defined as a sense of deservingness or being owed a favor when little or nothing has been done to deserve that special treatment. What have you done to the Lord that he has saved you? There are multitudes of people roaming the street. They can't even find their way into the house of God. Some people have heard the word that saved you, and it didn't mix its faith in them. They were not saved. They are still out there feeling that there's no God or there's nothing that is called supernatural power. But here you are, that same rhema, that same word of God that you heard and you took onto, it mixed with faith in you. It is the grace of God. It is not because you are better than any other person. So the Lord is saying this morning that stop feeling entitled. The Lord, our God, I will serve, is about to do great things this year, 2022. So if you continue to feel entitled that, you should know that you should do this thing for me, you might be missing out of God's blessing this year. And I pray that none of us will miss out of God's blessing this year in Jesus' name. Can we open our Bibles to Daniel chapter 4? I want to give account of a very powerful king, Nebuchadnezzar. In Daniel chapter 4, I'll start from verse 29. But before this verse, you know, Nebuchadnezzar has seen the grace of God. He conquered Israel. He took them captive, brought them to Babylon. You know, he was so great a king, very mighty a man. In verse 29 of Daniel chapter 4, at the end of 12 months, he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. If you go from verse 1 of this chapter 4, God even gave him opportunity. He showed him a dream of what will become of him if you feel too much entitled from the place of pride. God showed him like a mighty tree that has branches all over and that provided shade for people, provided food for nations and all these things. God showed him, but yet, because he's a human being, because of his feeling of entitlement, he said at the end of the 12 months, he stood in his palace, very big a palace. Verse 30, and the king spake and said, is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power? Can you imagine? Can you imagine? He said, is not this great Babylon? Obviously, because he was able to conquer the children of God, Israel, the promised country. He conquered them, he took them captive. So why wouldn't he be very boastful? And for the honor of my majesty, just imagine that statement. And in verse 31, while the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, because God has revealed to him earlier on, the kingdom is departed from thee. Verse 32, and they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beast of the field. Just imagine. So who says there's no God? God can actually turn a human being's brain to function like that of an animal. If you feel too entitled, if you feel too proud to acknowledge God in your way. The Bible says, commit thy way unto the Lord. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will make your ways fruitful. So if you put God to the background, and you feel that it is my power that can achieve all these things, it is not so. O King Nebuchadnezzar, that to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee. Verse 32, and they shall drive thee out from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and seven times shall pass over thee, until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he wills. So whatever you have today, it is the grace of God. It is not because you are the sharpest, it is not because you are the brightest, it is not because you are the most favored. It is just by the mercies of God that we are not consumed. They say the same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar in verse 33. And he was driven from men and did eat grass as oxen. So grass became basmati rice in his mouth. Grass became chicken. It became turkey, very sweet in his mouth. The senses are all gone. But God was gracious because he wanted to give him a second chance. It was just seven seasons that passed over. God felt he would have learned something. He would have understood that God is the Most High. When he came back to his senses, God gave him the kingdom. But do you know what? He did not train his child. Belshazzar became king after Nebuchadnezzar. And the same thing the father did was the same thing Belshazzar did. So are you here today? What legacy are you giving to your children? What legacy are you giving to people who are close to you? How do you train them? Belshazzar was eating, drinking, and whining, and was boastful. And then the hand was writing on the wall. Daniel came and interpreted, and he said, the kingdom is taken away from you. Feeling of entitlement. He felt, the father said, he has achieved this by his own power and majesty. So that was what was transferred to the son also. He felt that this thing was achieved by my father's power. So by extension, it belongs to me. So if you're successful today, what lessons are you passing on to the generation coming after you? What exactly are you telling them? Are you encouraging them to feel entitled, to feel that you can achieve almost anything by your power, by your understanding, or by your intellect? No, it is wrong. It is wrong. We need to pass across the right message. What then are the perspectives to feeling entitled? We'll consider some perspective to it. I said, number one, it comes from the place of pride. When you're feeling entitled, it comes from the place of pride. Because things have been rosy for you, because things have been working for you, you felt it is just normal. That, in fact, some people don't even feel the need to pray any longer because they set their alarm by 5 a.m., they are up. They've gone to do exercise, they're very energetic, they're going out, things are falling in places, contracts are coming in, money is coming in. So they felt there's no need to pray because things are happening. But go to people who are in a hospital, go to people who are sick for 5 minutes, and you appreciate the Lord. So feeling entitled comes from the place of pride. I said, stop bragging, looking down on others as if you achieve this success by your might. Some people, they brag. They go somewhere, they want to sit on the aisle. If they don't give them a particular seat, they say, ah, don't you know me? I am this. Who are you? Are you God? They will enter a place, they want everybody to bow. They want everybody to know that I am here. You want to give hands, and you are showing off to everybody. You want to help somebody, and you are making it so loud. Stop bragging. Everything is given by God. Don't look down on others. It is by the grace of God that we are not consumed. In the land, there will be the rich, there will be the poor. God has created it such a way so that the rich can also minister to the poor. So whatever God has given to you, it is for you to use for the benefit of mankind and every other person. Number two, I said it comes from the place of greed and selfishness. Some people are so greedy. Anywhere they are, it must be them. They go to a function, they want to eat three meals. They go to one place, they want to get the best of the best. They are so selfish. In fact, I was reading an article, and a company called Rolls-Royce, they did an article and said they sold the highest number of cars in 2021. And what was the reason? Because the greedy and the selfish who amasses the wealth of the world, they saw them dying during COVID-19. They saw that their money could not even save them. So the other ones who felt, so if I die, all this money, who will enjoy it? They now started spending that money on luxury. So they were buying Rolls Royce. So Rolls Royce came up and said, they don't understand what happened. That in 2021, they sold the highest number of cars. And you agree with me, one of our former governors, he wanted to open a new house. He bought a Rolls Royce. He never entered into that Rolls Royce before he died. He just left. All the money he has amassed, he never enjoyed it, even for 1 month before he died. That tells you that God is infinite. That tells you that in the place, in the presence of God, you cannot feel entitled. You cannot show pride and expect God to bless you. It will not work. God hates pride. He can debase such a person. So stop feeling. Some people, it is from a place of ungrateful heart. Some people are not even grateful. For sleeping and waking up, do you know what has happened when you sleep? You are as good as dead. Because if you don't wake up in the morning, you won't even know what happened. You just find yourself in another place. So why are you ungrateful? The air you breathe in, how much do you think you can pay? Go and ask people who need oxygen in the hospital. Go and ask them what it meant to them. At the peak of COVID-19 in the U.S., they were saying oxygen was no longer available for people. People were ready to pay millions of dollars to get this thing done. Some people flew out of Nigeria on private jet to Germany and the likes just to get this thing done. And you breathe it in and out. In fact, this morning we are even cold. People are saying, the weather is cold. Can you imagine? Won't you say praise the Lord? Won't you give hallelujah to the name of the Lord? So, feeling of entitlement at times comes from the place of ungrateful heart. No one owes you anything, really. God does not even owe you anything. He says you should come to him with supplication. He said, plead your case. Let us reason together. He doesn't owe you. It is you that will go to God. You will plead your case before him. You will reason with God. And God will say, okay, I think he's worthy. I think we should give it to him. He does not owe you anything. Youths in the house, children in the house, please know that your parents do not owe you anything, other than taking care of you and ensuring that you're fine. But you need to show gratitude in whatever they've been able to do for you. Don't go back and say, my friends in school, my friends this, they have access to that. No, they do not owe you all these things. You have to be grateful. No one owes you anything. Be appreciative, even in little deeds of kindness. You can imagine when Jesus was in the temple and people came around to start giving offerings. It was the woman that gave the least that Jesus recognized and said, because she gave all that she has. If you have a billion and you are giving 1 million, you've just given a tip of the ocean to God. But can you actually give all that you have to God? So we should learn to appreciate. We should learn to be grateful in little things. You wake up in the morning, you are hale and healthy. Give glory to the name of the Lord. Sing praises unto him. Don't be rushing to God with questions of asking and asking and asking. At least appreciate the ones he has done for you. Yoruba always say that tabadupe ano amari migba. But if you are not even taking stock, just like Brahmayawa said this morning, take stock. He said, count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one.
And it will surprise you what the Lord has done. So if you don't take stock, how would you know what the Lord has done for you? If you don't take stock, how would you appreciate the things He has done for you? And then you can go to a place of praises and say, ah, God, thank you for, in fact, all this that you have done for me, I'm grateful. Do you know how God has delivered you from kidnapping? A wife of my friend was kidnapped about 3 weeks ago. In Oluyole, around 9 p.m., she wanted to just buy grilled fish, and they kidnapped her. We had to cough out about 9 million to rescue this lady. And she was pregnant. And you drive on that road. That road, you just drive, you just go. And you think that God is not working for you. And you feel that it is just by your power. Do you know those kidnappers, they told her? They said, ah, we didn't even know you are pregnant. If we knew you are pregnant, we would have kidnapped you. There was actually another person that we were targeting. We just saw that you were there. And they picked her. You can imagine. Do you know several of such risks that you've gone through that the Lord has delivered you? Wouldn't you show appreciation and gratitude to the name of the Lord? So, my brother and my sister, stop being ungrateful. I said, this feeling of entitlement also comes from the place of self-praise. People, they praise themselves. They say, ah, very fantastic. You've done something. You want everybody to be giving you accolades. And they will say, ah, in fact, I toiled for 5 nights. I was working assiduously to get this thing done. And in fact, I did this. You just want praises. You are praising yourself. Riches are given by God. So use your resources to benefit others. In fact, it might be your time. It might be your knowledge. It might be your properties. Use it to appreciate God and benefit others. What is the purpose of your wealth if it's not affecting other people's life positively? What is the purpose of your knowledge if it's not helping you positively? Sometimes ago, somebody came to me and was like, I want to do this. Very tasking. But it was one of my previous bosses. I just said, okay, anything you want, I can do it for you. Let's get, until I got into it, I answered that, wow, this thing is very tasking. Guess what? I brought another person in to say, this thing, we need your expertise, we need your help. At the end of the day, when that person did that thing, do you know that person sent in a bill of about 1.5 million? So my boss now paid that person and said, okay, you take this 1 million. And I said, Akule, please send your own bill. And I said, ah, it's for you, my guy. You've trained me also in the past. Why would I be billing you? Why would I be charging you? He said, but this other person billed me 1.5. I gave him 1 million. I said, that's that other person. I will do it for you. And do you know, there are other benefits that this person has given to me without even billing him, without even saying some other thing. So self-praise will get you nowhere. Use your resources to help others. There are several people in the church. Whether you have opportunities in your place of work, why are you not sharing to other people? If you have more than enough, why are you not giving to people? Why are you hoarding? Some people can hoard anything. What they don't need, they will still hoard it. It is in the place of self-praise. Why are you hoarding it? What you don't need, give to others. Let others benefit from you. When you are gone, what will people say about you? It is very, very important that we stop this feeling of entitlement, because God is about to do a great thing in our life. But we need to take stock of what He has done. We need to be able to show Him that we appreciate all His effort and all His promises and all His praises in our life. Then what then are God's promises for us? If we walk according to His will, He is a God that is faithful. He never should change anybody. God is the grand paymaster. Whatever you do in His place. Yesterday we were at the workers' meeting, and Reverend was saying that when you come to the house of God to work, they said you. Some people work with gold, with silver, with stone, because these things will be tested with fire. So if your own work is with wood and stubble, and they put it inside fire, I hope it won't just burn and melt. You will get to heaven, but maybe they will give you one bedroom apartment in one corner. When somebody will be taking a mansion, it may be a 5-bedroom flat in one corner. So you need to understand that in the house of God, you need to do as much as possible. This year, 2022, God will bless you. This year, 2022, there will be a showers of blessing over you, over your life, over your family, in Jesus' name. What then are His promises? Do you know that it is by the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed? Do you know that? That it is by the Lord's mercy. Some of our youths went for their youth call even far in the northeast. They came back safely. Some people will just go one day and they are gone. Imagine, how do you explain when 200, 300 pupils are kidnapped and they line them on the street and for months you can't find them? How do you explain that? And these are the road that you go. It is by the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. Do you know that He said He will not tempt you beyond what your faith can carry? Do you know that? So whatever you are going through, God knows that He has given you that power. He knows that He has given you that intellect. You know He has given you that strength. to pull through and to carry through. And the Lord will help you in Jesus' name. Do you know that though the young lion may lack and suffer hunger, but they that wait upon the Lord shall not lack anything good, because he's our Father and he knows how to care for us. He said, if you can care for your own children, how much more God in heaven will cater for your need. So don't be afraid. They may predict that 2022 is going to be a tough year. They may say that Nigeria is going to borrow X, Y, and Z. Buhari may continue to borrow. They may say this will not work. They may say, in fact, as of today, almost 25 states are bankrupt. They can't even pay salaries. They can't even do anything. So is that where you want to put your trust? Or you want to put your trust in somewhere that, okay, if I maneuver this way, if I change the figures this way, maybe I can get money. No. God will provide and meet all your needs in Jesus' name. He has said in his word that if the young lion do suffer and hunger, imagine a lion suffering in the forest. God is saying, if that is possible, then you that wait upon the Lord, you will not lack anything good. Do you know that there is balm in Gilead? Are you sick? Do you have ailments in any part of your body? Do you need God's intervention? There is balm in Gilead. And he said in his word that affliction shall not rise the second time. Maybe you've been healed of one ailment or the other. Maybe you've been resolved of one problem or the other. God is promising you this morning that affliction shall not rise the second time. Do you know that the name of the Lord is a strong tower? The righteous runs into it and is safe. So when you are in trouble, where do you run to? When you are in danger, where do you run to? When you have a terrible experience, what comes out of your mouth? I hope that when you shout, it is the name of Jesus that you will call. You will not say, ah, Oro, or one or two other things. I hope that. So they say that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and is saved. You'll be saved this year, 2022 and beyond, in Jesus' name. The presence of the Lord will always go with you. It will always guide you. Do you know that if you turn from your evil ways, he says, if the nation shall turn from their evil ways and we call upon the name of the Lord, it will save our land. The prayer of a righteous man avails much. So if you continue to pray for this, our country, Nigeria, because what you are experiencing now is what I can call mass exodus. People are willing to leave this country at any cost, given the opportunity. If they say today UK is visa-free, US is visa-free, I wonder if there will be anyone left in Nigeria today. But guess what? If we pray, if we acknowledge the Lord in our ways, and we pray for our country, because this is our own Jerusalem, and we shall dwell and reap the benefit of it in Jesus' name. Do you know that 1,000 may fall at your side, and tens of thousands at your right hand side? But the Bible says, no evil shall come near thee, because he who keeps you does not sleep nor slumber. He will guide your going out this year, and he will guide your coming in. Everywhere you plan to go, anywhere you plan to be, the Lord will always go with you in Jesus' name. He said, ask and you shall receive. Ask and you shall receive. He did not say murmur. He did not say complain. He did not say be bitter. God says, ask and you shall receive. He said, knock and the door will be opened. To everyone who asks this year, the Lord will provide for you in Jesus' name. For every door that you will knock this year, it will be opened unto you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. This 2022, cast your burden upon him, because his yoke is easy and you will find rest in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. There shall be showers of blessings, like I said, in 2022, but only if you can trust in him. Only if you can trust in him and not lean onto your own understanding and not start feeling entitled to believe that it should happen to you by accident or whatever means. And I pray that the Lord will give us the right heart, the right attitude this year in Jesus' name. Before I close, when we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Walk with the Lord in the light of his word. What a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he abides with us still,
and with us who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus, but a trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus, but a trust and obey.
And dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for your word that's come unto us. We pray that the grace to trust and obey you will give unto us in Jesus' name. As we depart from here this week, the blessings of the Lord will depart, will go with us, and will cover us in Jesus' name. We thank you because you know you have answered. For in Jesus' name we have prayed.